Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about South Dakota's unsung heroes, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Years ago, while serving as the market reporter for the Sioux Falls Stockyards, I heard a phrase which applied then, still does today. Jimmy, if you're looking for your foot, it's in your mouth. If you recall last week, we talked about optimism, the sun's coming out, crops in the ground, how things always get better. I still believe that, but looking back, there's not, I'm certain, a single food producer who was not hit by more rain in the middle of last week. Further this week, I'm going to be talking about preventive planning. All of this in just a period of a few days. Regardless, today's topic is of utmost importance when we consider all that's been happening on the farms and ranches. I begin by thanking Ellie Daisy, insurance officer at Farm Credit Service of America, and Reno Bruggeman, past president of the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council and owner of Bruggeman Crop Insurance and Miller for helping us understand the details of preventive planning. Ellie stresses that with the abundance of prevent plant, it's critical to understand your prevent plant eligible acres and prevent plant guarantee to make a sound decision. Let me begin by stressing the final plant date for corn in most of South Dakota is May 25th, May 31st in the southeast corner of the state. Farmers must file a notice of loss within 72 hours after the final planting date. On corn, you're guaranteed 55% of your average production history, plus you can purchase up to an additional 5% more. Keep in mind that if farmers can't get a crop in the field in time, planting a cover crop or forage crop becomes an attractive alternative. For example, producers can seed alfalfa or plant wheat into prevented planted acres, but you can't graze or take a cutting until after November 1st. USDA recommends that farmers provide the best possible documentation for prevented planting claims and should work with their crop insurance agent to make that happen. My Lord, what a year, but I still believe it'll work out for the best. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, hang in as best you can, and thanks a million for all that you do.